Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Thank you for joining me for the Trumpet of Truth podcast. My name is Brother Greg Bray. I'm the pastor of Lighthouse Baptist Church in Bruce, Mississippi.
Hey, neighbor. Sure, I'm glad you joined me today. I hope all of these podcasts are going to be a blessing to everybody that listens. These testimonies about church have sure been a blessing to me. I want to start out today, again, talking about the church, talking about what church means to us. What is church? We grew up in church. Boy, I tell you, some people that may listen to this didn't grow up in church. But I want everybody to know that it's important to grow up in church. If you didn't grow up in church, you can't change your yesterday, but you can do something about the days ahead. I want to start out today with a song from John Carl Lancaster. He has wrote some wonderful songs, but he wrote one, and it's a blessing. I'll have to give you his YouTube channel so you can listen to some of his songs that he wrote. But the one that I want to play to start out with, he's given me permission to play it. It's one he wrote about church. That's what it's all about. And the video was wonderful. Thank God for him and for those songs that he has written that mean so much to us. You listen to the song, and then we'll start with the podcast.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to do a video about a place I like to go. The church? Yeah. Hey, we're going to be starting here in a little bit. Why don't you come join us? Have church service. Hallelujah. There's a place that I long for deep down in my soul. Every time the doors are open, that's where I want to go. It's a place where we worship, a place where we pray. And I always want to be there ever since I got saved. I'm going to church, that's where I want to be. It's my choice ever since He made me free. Sitting under the steeple, hearing the preacher preach. No, you don't have to wonder, that's where I'm gonna be. It's a place that is so special to my family's heart, and we're so very thankful that we get to be a part of this family, the family of God. As we walk together down this path we trod, I'm going to church, that's where I want to be. It's my choice ever since He made me free. Sitting under the steeple, hearing the preacher preach. No, you don't have to wonder, that's where I'm going to be. There's just no place like it, place we call the church, and there's no way to describe it or measure her worth. I couldn't make it without her, I wouldn't want to try, and I want to be faithful until the day I die. I'm going to church, that's where I want to be. It's my choice ever since He made me. Sitting under the steeple, hearing the preacher preach. No, you don't have to wonder, that's where I'm gonna be. Now some may not like it, some may stay away, but I get so excited when they say that it's church day. There's something deep inside me that starts bubbling in my soul. When it comes down to with, there's no place I'd rather go. I'm going to church, that's where I want to be. It's my choice, ever since he made me free. Sitting under the steeple, hearing the preacher preach. No, you don't have to wonder, that's where I'm going to be. No, you don't have to wonder, that's where I'm going to be. Yeah, man, come on, let's go to church.
Well, hallelujah to the Lord. I tell you, I like that song, don't y'all? Let's go to church. Let's go to church. Boy, we had parking lot services some last summer, and I remember telling the people, of course, they were all in their cars and vehicles in the parking lot, and I'm standing on the sidewalk. I had a little building also that I stood in that was heated when it was still cool weather in the spring, and I'll never forget saying, I want to be outside of this building, or I want to be on the sidewalk and waving to people when they go by while I'm preaching. I want them to know I'm at church, and I'm at church for a purpose. I'm there to praise the Lord, and I wish they were there with me. Church is a special place, y'all. Oh, it's so special. I love church. There's just something about church. I want to use two people's testimonies about their life in church on the podcast today. Ray Aldridge, wonderful friend, his wife, is going to explain about our friendship. As a matter of fact, I think I'll play that clip from her right now.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiffany Aldridge. I am a friend of Brother Greg and Miss Shale Bray. I actually married one of their very close family friends, and they luckily liked me a little more than him and have adopted me as well. So we love the Brays, and I've enjoyed this podcast thoroughly. My husband and I both have, and just getting to hear different folks' testimonies, and it's been a real blessing. So thank you for Brother Greg for doing that.
I got a kick out of what she said. We liked her more than him, so we just took her into the family. We do love Tiffany. Not only is her husband Ray giving testimony in clip form, that's the way I'm doing it. I'll say a few words and then put a clip out there about what I say. But she will also be giving testimony also on today's podcast. And I want to say I appreciate it to both of you for giving us these testimonies about your life in church. They grew up like I did. They grew up like kids that I grew up with. We grew up in church when church really meant something. It was all about church. Our lives were all about church. And I wish with all of my heart, and it brings tears to my eyes and makes my voice quiver as I talk, but I wish that young people today could know church like we knew church. Those that I've been airing their testimonies on the podcast, and myself and my wife, and just wish they knew church like we knew church, and we know church today. I'm grieved because church is not what it used to be to a lot of us, and I want it to be, and I'm striving for it to be. But oh, is the devil fighting the church today? We've seen that in the past 2 years. But I want us to start out, and I want to start out with Brother Ray. He's going to tell us, Ray Aldridge, he's going to tell us what church is to him.
To me, church is a family. It's like mentioned in a previous podcast, church is, you know, it's important to understand church is the, by definition, as previously mentioned, is a body of believers, the body of like-minded believers that gather together, you know, to worship Jesus Christ. Church is that oasis, you know, oasis in the desert that, you know, you want to be there. Sometimes it's tough, but sometimes I feel personally, you know, I could, you know, no matter how tired I am or, you know, just wore out, you know, sometimes you just feel like sitting at home, but it always seems to happen, you know, and once you get to church, it just sometimes you get that burst of energy or that second wind, so to say. I think that's what the Lord just does that for you. You know, it's the place that you need to be. It's the place that, that you can get that help. You know, sometimes you might not even know you need the help. You get there and preacher preaches on something that just, you know, just stirs your heart. It just helps you. Maybe something's been bothering you that nobody's even known about. And the preacher could have that on his heart to share scripture. You know, it's amazing to learn, you know, the answer to life's problems are in the scripture. And I think that's a good thing to find. And I say, you're not going to find that out a lot of places, you know, unless you're there.
Miss Tiffany says that church is everything.
It's everything. If I could sum it up, church is everything. And I'm so thankful to belong, to have been raised in church and in a good godly home. And I'm thankful to my parents for teaching me the importance of church and the meaning of church and the meaning of being part of a body of believers.
When we talk about church, a lot of times we talk about church. I'm going down to the church, a building, but church is not a building. Ray and Tiffany both talk about this in their testimony. Listen to what they had to say about that.
You know, we use the word church a lot, you know, talk about going to the church, you know, maybe we're talking about the property or the building, but thankfully, you know, if the building's not there, you know, we can still have church as long as you have that body of believers who have that like-minded purpose to worship our Savior, to learn scripture, and to reach souls for Jesus Christ. I believe that's what's important to understand about, you know, what a church actually is.
But I came to the full understanding that church, it didn't matter if we had a building or not, but that was that body of believers that I belonged to, and it was my family. And that was that's the next point I want to talk about, is church is my family. Growing up, we never lived close to family, especially the first part of, you know, main part of my childhood that I remember. We were about 10 hours from my dad's side of the family, and then we were about, 16, 17 hours from my mom's side of the family. So church literally was our family. It was, our church members were there for us when my mom had my youngest brother. I remember a church member came and stayed with us kids while my mom was in the hospital. And then our church family came and showered my family with love and gifts, celebrating his birth. And then shortly thereafter, in the next year, the church member's family was there to rally around us as my mom was diagnosed with thyroid cancer and was just there to help us kids and help my mom. And it was just family. Church was family, and it still is to this day. You know, later on, we moved closer to family, and that was nice to have our, you know, blood, kin, relatives there, but also our church, again, was just our family still, just our church family. I can't say enough about how much the body of believers that I belong to feels like my family.
I think about growing up around the church house, around the church building, I guess because a lot now, but I'm pastoring in the building where I grew up. And it means a lot too, because there are so many memories that flood my mind about going to the church building. My daddy's seen after a lot of the things at the church building, whether it was plumbing, electrical. My mama cleaned the church, and my sister and myself, I can remember just as small children, we played in the church. You know, that Miss Tiffany's going to talk about that either in this week's podcast or next week. I'll air some more clips of her and Ray, and hopefully some others. But the church was where we played. It was just a part of our lives. And so growing up at church is important. Growing up in the church building or around the church building and knowing what's there, and it was important to my life. And thank God for that experience. I'm privileged to have lived in the parsonage two times in my lifetime. My mom and daddy lived in the parsonage next door to our church when I was born. So I lived there. I don't remember living there then, but we lived there again just before I became a teenager in the early 1980s. And I thank God for those experiences. I thank God for knowing those grounds and being on those grounds we take for granted a lot of times what the church grounds and building and everything means. And it's just special to grow up around the church building.
You know, I grew up in and around church. You know, I grew up, a lot of my time was spent on the church property. You know, I enjoyed being there. I love being there. It's always good, you know. Like I said, it's not always a good time when you're at church. There is things that happen that are sad times, hard times that are sometimes hard to cope with. But that's something else good about that church family is the people that are there to help you, to pray for you, to pray with you, to mentor you, disciple you, all of those things. You know, very, very fortunate where I grew up, you know, to have the church family that I did that loved us and loved our family. Growing up, you know, I spent, you know, my early life there.
So he asked for my testimony on what the church means to me. A little backstory. I have grown up in church all my life. My dad is a pastor, and even growing up, he was a youth pastor until I was about 5. And then after the age of 5, he took on different churches. And we were in Arkansas for a little while, and then he was youth pastor in Alabama, and then we were in Iowa working in ministry there, and then in Louisiana, and then in Tennessee. And my dad is still pastoring now in Jackson, Tennessee at Gospel Light Baptist Church, Brother Wade Cash. And so my dad was my pastor all my life, pretty much from the age of 5 till I was, oh goodness, I had just turned 30. Church has just always played a huge part in my life. I mean, growing up, it was literally, it's where my dad worked. And so we were up there taking him lunch and doing different things. And we were working in the church, even as a, you know, little girl. I remember helping stack chairs in Sunday school. And so church was, when I was little, it was our life. It was our workplace. It was my playground. We played in the church fellowship hall. We did homework in the church because my mom homeschooled. I'm the oldest of 4. My mom homeschooled all of us. So it was home to me as a child. Home. That's church is what we did. And where we lived, I mean, part of my childhood, our home was right beside the church. We were in there in the parsonage, and literally you walked 20 feet from the back door to my dad's office, maybe not even 20 feet. So growing up, church was home. It was school. It was my playground, and it was just the place to be. It's where all my friends were.
Last week, Brother Ray's brother, Stephen Aldridge, talked to us a little bit about fellowshipping in the church and needing the church. And we do need the church, need church people. Church is made up of people. We've got to remember that. A lot of times we get real upset at people where we need to be patient with people and help them and all of that. Brother Ray says something about the fellowship of the church and what it means to have the church people.
It's been mentioned before, you know, that to have that place of fellowship, the place you want to go, the place you want to serve, the place you want to work at.
Listen to Tiffany's response to fellowship in the church.
That's church's home to me. When 2020 brought COVID, you know, everyone was a little lost and confused as to what to do, you know, this virus and all the things we were being told. And so my pastor, after much prayer and deliberation, decided, okay, we're going to stay home for a little while, not have church services, and it broke all of our hearts, but he too, you know, no one knew what to do. What was the right answer? You know, we were being told so many things, which we now know some to be true and some not to be true. But after, you know, much praying and wisdom, and he talked with our deacons and men in the church, that's what we decided. And I don't remember, it wasn't a very long time, 4 weeks, maybe 6. I don't remember exactly, but I just remember grieving during that time for what I felt like a loss of my home, a loss of my family, even though I had my family here. And I still had contact with some of our church members, but everyone was so concerned. I wouldn't say frightened, because I remember telling folks when they'd ask me, you know, aren't you scared of COVID? Or aren't you scared of, you know, illness? And I'd be like, honestly, my brain's telling me this is crazy and chaotic and I'm a little frightened, but my heart is at complete peace. But during that time, there was also grief with that peace, the grief of having lost something for a short amount of time, but having lost something that was such a huge part of my life. And I remember the first time we all gathered together, it was for a parking lot service on Easter, and I remember sitting in my car and just crying, because even though we were in our own vehicles, we were once to get again together, and that was just such a huge blessing. So another aspect of church is it's home. It's my family. It's home.
Amen. Church is home. I'm thankful to have a home like church. I'm thankful to have a place to hang my hat. An abode, one of the Bible writers called it. It's an abode. I thank God that I can abide in God's house. Oh, we don't have time to go on. I wish I did. I've tried to keep the time down a little bit, but I've got so much more that we can air next week. We're going to talk about the church building, what the church should be doing, our responsibility as Christians when going to church, the wonderful feeling about going to church and thinking about how that it is home. We're going to talk about the pastor at the church, meeting a spouse at church, how that the family needs to go to the right church. And I'm going to tell you this, just as we'll talk about next week, good churches are hard to find. Oh, thank God for church. I'm going to close out with maybe the last verse of John Carl Lancaster's song on going to church. See you next week.
Now some may not like it, some may stay away, but I get so excited when they say that it's church day. There's something deep inside me that starts bubbling in my soul. And when it comes down to it, there's no place I'd rather go. I'm going to church, that's where I want to be. It's my choice, ever since he made me free. Sitting under the steeple, hearing the preacher preach. No, you don't have to wonder, that's where I'm going to be. No, you don't have to wonder, that's where I'm going to be. Yeah, man, come on, let's go to church.